Welcome to your weekly UAS news update, and we have three stories for you this week. A drone shop owner gets arrested for prison drops, the Baltimore Bridge collapse TFR, and then lastly, a possible Avada 2 release next week and maybe even another item. Let's get to it. First up, a drone shop owner in Georgia was arrested for using drones to smuggle contraband into prison. The Georgia Department of Correction arrested business owner Robert Schwartz from Thunder Drones on charges including contraband drops and inmate communications. Police said that during the investigation, they stopped over 170 prison drops and then seized more than 50 drones, 51 pounds of ecstasy, 22 firearms, and 273 cell phones. Yeah, that was, they said, one of the biggest, if not the biggest catch that they've ever had. The investigation began in November of 2022 and has led to 146 arrests. We'll keep you updated if we hear anything else about this story, but holy crap, don't be that guy. Next up, the bridge collapse in Baltimore is a no-drone zone. Now, if you're not familiar, a container ship hit a bridge pylon on the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, resulting in the bridge collapsing. The footage is actually quite incredible of the surveillance camera that caught it. To reduce possible airspace congestion, a TFR has been issued for the area surrounding the bridge. Authority, including the NTSB, are using drones and helicopters as part of the investigation, with the NTSB actually releasing some videos and images of the collapse. The FBI has issued a statement saying the FBI's message is simple. All drones are to stay away from the site of the collapse. This is to ensure the safety of all first responders and crew in the area, as well as not interfere with their work. This is from William Del Bagno, who's the special agent in charge of the FBI of Baltimore field office. Now, he said also, you will be charged federally if you fly a drone in the restricted area. It is harmful to the recovery operation and it is illegal. So please, please don't be that guy. And last up, next week, it looks like we have two DJI releases. The first one appears to be a possible gimbal, which is set to release on the 9th. Leaks of the new gimbal suggest maybe an RS4 Pro. DJI actually sent an email this morning that shows the Ronin branding on the release image, maybe suggesting a battery compatibility and then some new accessories. Unlike the possible RS4 Pro, the next release has several leaks, and this is set to release on the 11th, and it looks like we're going to get a new DJI Avada 2. We've talked about this in the past. The leak specs right now, according to Drone Excel, suggest a 1 over 1.3-inch CMOS sensor, a D-Log, O4, which is the transmission system, and in 23 minutes of battery life. The pricing has also been leaked, although remember, all of these are leak information, so may not be entirely correct, with the drones being around $410 and then the Flymore combo being $960. Now, we'll keep you updated if we hear anything else on this, but check out the live event that they have planned for those. And then a quick reminder, we will be at Sun and Fun next week, so no live event on Monday. If you're in the Lakeland area, make sure you come out and meet the team, check out the booth, and we have a bunch of giveaways as well. So we'll see you next week. If you're in the Lakeland. If you're in Lakeland for...